As they come up to the turn and Think It Over's buried in the rock as they turn. Dreamforce turns the corner in front by a length and a half to Brandon Burr. Now McDonald rouses along the great mare, very elegant. Mawung is a half length away, then Star of the Seas Colding. Down to the 200, Dreamforce still the leader. Coming through the middle is Brandon Burr. Mawung, very elegant. She'll really have to lift as Mawung put the head in front. Very elegant's trying to fight back. There's a swarm coming late. Cascading right down the outside, but Mawung has won it. Mawung, I think's beaten very elegant.
What a race. 2.5 lengths, the first 10 across the line, and Mawunga had his head down. Another Group 1 for Annabelle Neesham, who joins us this morning. Congratulations, Annabelle.
Thank you. Morning, Warren.
Group 1 training is pretty good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. It's great to kick off the spring with that. And it was a really strong field, as you'd expect, and plenty of good runs. But I was just lucky that Tommy gave mine a peach of a ride, and he was really tough late.
Heard you talking with Michael Falgate during the week about his preparation, and I think Tommy had only been able to get on him once in recent times. How were you feeling now, looking back, how yesterday unfolded? How did you feel he was going into yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I actually got more confident once I got to the races and saw him in the parade ring. I thought he looked magnificent. His coat was great, and he actually looked quite fit and forward. His horse doesn't carry excess condition anyway, so it probably does help him early on in a prep. But he's not fully wound up yet, but he was obviously wound up enough. And we put the blinkers on. Last prep I saved them for the Randwick Guineas. He didn't wear them in the CSA, but I thought he was a chance of winning yesterday, so we put them on, and he is a much better horse in them. But yeah, you never expect to win those races. Obviously, wait for age group one, they're not handed on a plate, so you can only be so confident. So yeah, it was a bit of relief when he got the job done.
So many options for him, and we're less than 24 hours since that win yesterday. What thoughts in terms of options are going through your mind at the moment?
Yeah, we'll just see how he pulls up. I'm actually just watching him walk in the water now. He'll probably go towards a Golden Eagle or a Cox Plate, but we just haven't worked that out yet. We'll just see how he is. If he goes to a Golden Eagle, we'll keep him on the fresh side. But he's obviously got the lure of the Cox Plate too. So, look, I haven't chatted to the owners yet, and we'll certainly be doing that before we make any public statements or plans.
How's the morning at the beach?
It's good. The canoeist has just gone past them and frightened them all. It's lovely and still, and it's always a good way to recover from yesterday.
Mentioned leading into this that Tommy's been restricted in where he can go and work the horse, etc. How are you coping with the COVID restrictions at the moment?
Oh, well, it's obviously a little bit frustrating. We can't get the jockeys out, but look, I've got great track work riders. Joel trialled the horse. I don't think it's made any difference, really. I suppose it just goes to show how good the riders that we've got at Warwick Farm and Rose Hill are. When you watch the trials, the recent trials, I think they all look like jockeys. It's a bit frustrating. A lot of my staff can't go to the races because they live in one of the 12 LGAs that are locked down. We've rented a house outside of there and put staff in, just to enable them to be able to move around a bit. But hopefully it's not going to last too much longer.
Exciting times ahead with Mawunga, but obviously the horse that everybody asks you about is Zaki. How's he getting ready for his spring campaign?
Yeah, he's going really well. He's going to have his second trial, there'll be a jump out on Thursday, and then he'll kick start in the tramway on the 4th of September.
Restrictions with COVID, were you able to have any minor celebrations last night?
We had a couple of beers and margaritas at home and a few pizzas, but that was the extent of it.
Hopefully some more freedom down the track and some better celebrations when Mawunga and Zaki hopefully go to an even higher level in the spring. Annabelle, fantastic start to your training career. Congratulations on another Group 1 yesterday. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.